Well, it's happening exactly as I predicted in this podcast. The U.S. government is now essentially banning high-end AI language models from the public being able to use them while maintaining monopoly control over those models for itself for purposes of DoD weaponization, mass surveillance, Skynet automation of extermination systems, etc. So this has now begun. It's breaking news. You may have heard about it. Anthropic released the model called Fable 5, which was really a, let's say, a guardrail version of Mythos 5, which was the model it had been talking about for several months, saying that this was the most capable model of all that could find vulnerabilities. It could also fix vulnerabilities, by the way. But it was potentially a very large security threat to all digital systems out there. And so Anthropic, which is actually very concerned about security, you know, cybersecurity, malware, etc., Anthropic spent months building guardrails on this thing and letting a very small set of security-minded companies use the model first and give feedback to Anthropic, which they then incorporated into the guardrails. But apparently, even though all the guardrails were put in place, as this model was released to the public, Amazon engineers got their hands on it and found some new vulnerabilities or managed to jailbreak the model. And then they reported this to the federal government, maybe through the, I don't know, the cybersecurity group. And that caused the federal government to add the model to its, I think it's the ITAR export restriction database or something similar to that, that said that no foreign national could have access to this technology, even if those foreign nationals are located in the United States, even if they're working for U.S. companies. So that forced Anthropic to pull the whole model. They just pulled it from everybody, which is exactly what I predicted was going to happen. If you've heard my podcast, I said, effectively, the federal government is going to censor these models from being used by Americans. Because, you see, Anthropic had to pull it from everybody because they can't guarantee the nationality of the user who's using the model. Now, why is this happening? Well, I did a podcast, this was a couple of months ago, I think, where I said there's going to be a great dumbing down of the AI models that will be available to the public, while the most capable models will be saved for the government, for mass surveillance, weaponization, automation of kill bots, etc. That's why this is happening. So this model was just too smart and too good for the government to allow it to be in the hands of the people. And so this is a milestone. This is the first time this has happened, and it won't be the last. Where it goes from here, this is my prediction, and you can bank on it, is that at some point, the U.S. government will start to ban Chinese models. So they will ban, for example, Qwen models or DeepSeek or whatever. There's already been an effort underway to try to disparage those models and call them dangerous, even when you're running them locally. And a lot of misinformation news stories on purpose that have obviously been planted by the CIA. Stories that would say, oh, if you run DeepSeek, it's spying on all your stuff. Not if you run it locally. And I'm talking about models like DeepSeek R1, for example, which is pretty easy to run locally, even though the more recent DeepSeek is much larger and much more difficult to run locally. But you can run Qwen models locally. They even have a 9 billion Qwen model that's very small, easy to run locally, and also extremely capable, by the way. So that's a good model to run locally. There's no danger whatsoever. It can't talk to China. It can't spy on you. That's the whole point of running models locally. But very few people understand that. Most people use AI models through the cloud. They don't really own their own local hardware. Very few people own their own local hardware. But this is why I have said over and over again that it's critical to own your own local hardware and to run AI models locally. Because then that AI capability can't be taken away from you. Because that's exactly where this is headed. So it's either, you know, let's put this in terms of self-custody. You know how with gold and silver, you want self-custody. You want to be able to touch the gold and silver, to own it, have it in your hand or in your vault or wherever you have it, because self-custody gives you control. Whereas if you buy stocks in the stock market, you don't have self-custody. And if that stockbroker just goes out of business or there's a bank bail-in, then, you know, your banking funds can vanish, etc. Or if the dollar collapses, you know, you don't have self-custody of the actual wealth. It's all just tied up in the dollar, which is a debt instrument. It's not even an instrument of wealth. It's a debt instrument. So if you don't have self-custody in terms of assets, then, you know, you don't have control over those assets. Same thing is true with cognition and AI. If you can't run AI locally, it will be taken away from you, especially as these models become more and more capable. And what you're going to see in the months ahead is accusations against the China-based models to say they're a national security threat. Oh, they're too good. And you'll see stories that say, well, somebody was able to write malware out of, you know, whatever model from China. Therefore, all Chinese models have to be banned. And there's already a rule in place where the U.S. government says it wants to be able to review all new frontier models released by U.S. companies before those companies release them to the public. Now, that's not yet a mandate, but it will be. It will be. That's where this is going next, is to say we require government approval of your model before you can release it to the public. And believe me, when that day comes, the government won't approve of models that tell you the truth about vaccines, or the truth about the USS Liberty, or the truth about 9/11, or the truth about DMSO, or chlorine dioxide, or cancer cures, or any of 10,000 other topics that may be of interest to those who want to know the truth about things. So basically, the U.S. government is going to have total control over these manipulated fake history models with fake knowledge, fake science, fake medicine. They'll be pushing, you know, virology, pandemic nonsense, and PCR testing diagnoses of infections, which is all hokum and bunk. But that will be built into all the models that the U.S. government allows to be released in the United States. And any model that doesn't meet those requirements will be banned. Yep. And they will outlaw those models. And what you're going to end up with is a black market for downloading models that will be considered contraband. So you'll see Chinese models, for example, they will be on, let's say, torrent websites or things like that. Whereas the U.S. government will force websites like Hugging Face to not host the new models that the government doesn't like. That's exactly where this is going. Whether it's under Republicans or Democrats, doesn't matter. That's where this is going, because they can't allow you to have decentralized machine cognition. So what about models like my organization's model, you know, brightanswers.ai? Well, brightanswers.ai will probably end up on the banned list because it tells you the truth about vaccines. It tells you the truth about cancer cures. You should use it now while you can. brightanswers.ai. We even have a downloadable model, although it's a couple of years old now, and it's not, you know, it's not up to date with modern technology, but you can download it and you can run it locally with any inference software like LM Studio, for example. But what I want to do is I'm hoping that DeepSeek comes out with a light version of their new DeepSeek version 4, and I think they will. And that light version will run in something like 24 gigabytes of RAM, you know, GPU RAM, or maybe something less than 32 gigs at the higher end. And that will make it very usable for, let's say, mid-range consumer electronics. Like, you could go out and buy a graphics card in order to run that. Although the graphics cards are getting extremely expensive because of the increasing cost of high bandwidth memory. And that's all because of the increasing demand from the data centers and the AI investment bubble. It's sucking up all the high bandwidth memory, which is pushing GPU prices through the roof. That's going to get worse for the next 2 years, by the way. So you should probably acquire some kind of GPU now before it gets way more expensive. That's exactly where this is going. Although, there, you know, Intel, AMD, and some Chinese companies are introducing some lower cost GPUs that may, you know, be more affordable, maybe available later this year or into 2027, who knows. I'll keep you posted on that, but definitely own the means of machine cognition, because that's the only way you'll have a reliable, truthful encyclopedia at your fingertips, or a knowledge base at your fingertips. Now, interestingly, I am talking to some folks who may be able to take all of the books that we have published at brightlearn.ai, which is over 60,000 books, and they are looking at putting them together on a laptop that will run AI using those books as the research index. So you could essentially, you could ask any question about how to do anything, how to repair anything, how to build anything, how to, you know, extract medicine from herbs or whatever. And it would reference all of those books in order to bring you the answers. And that would be a free open source piece of software. That's something that we're working on. Talking about. It's all doable. It's just a question of which libraries are necessary, how big are the files, etc. It's all doable. It's just a question of doing it. You know, if I had a few days off, I could do it myself. But I don't have a few days off. So anyway, that's probably coming soon. And of course, I'll tell you about that. I'll give you access to that for free, because we want to share knowledge. But remember that right now you can download all the books you want completely free of charge from brightlearn.ai. So you can go there right now and download books one at a time. And I'm working on larger download libraries where you can download, you know, a few hundred books at a time in a certain category. So that's one way. The critical thing is to have self-custody of local knowledge so that you don't depend on Wikipedia, which is run by the CIA. You don't depend on Google, which, of course, is not trustworthy, run by the globalists, has an anti-human agenda, etc. And you don't want to depend on government-approved AI models, that's for sure, for all the obvious reasons. Those will be basically lie generators, just like every government official is a lie generator, just a fabrication machine. And you don't have any use for that. You want AI models that are truth generators, you know? And that's what we specialize in. So get your own local hardware. And if you want to know the best open source model to run right now that you can typically run on medium level hardware, in my opinion, it is the Qwen 3.6 27 billion parameter model. That is an outstanding model. Now, it still pushes all the typical nonsense about vaccines and viruses and whatever, because it's been trained on, you know, the internet, common crawl, as it's called, a bunch of Reddit posts and things like that. So it hasn't been updated to tell you the truth about all those topics. To do that, you need to go to brightanswers.ai, but that's a hosted model. And so you can't actually download the full brightanswers.ai model that we are using today, because it's very complicated and it's very large. So you can access it and you can save off answers, but there's no big downloadable Bright Answers model at the moment. However, if you take Qwen 27B and you combine it with external material like articles or some of the books from brightlearn.ai, you can get some pretty good answers. Pretty good knowledge base there. So definitely give that a look, and I will keep you posted. Now, you can follow my work at brightvideos.com or my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. I already mentioned our book engine, which is at brightlearn.ai, and our AI answer engine, which is a deep research engine, that's at brightanswers.ai. And we are just about to roll out, well, two things. Number one, we've already achieved over 1,000 books translated into Spanish. Those are available now at books.brightlearn.ai. All 1,000, you can download them now one at a time. We've switched now to translating into French. I started that process yesterday. And so as of today, it's probably, I don't know, 100 books in French or something like that. But I haven't posted those yet. So I'm going to have a new link shortly there on books.brightlearn.ai for French language books. And then you'll be able to download those in French. After French, we're doing Chinese. We're eventually also going to do Italian, Russian, German. I'm not sure exactly what the order is going to be. I just know that the next one after French is Chinese. And then we'll have, you know, English, Spanish, French, and Chinese. Pretty good set there that will cover most of the world. Well, at least a good portion of the world. That's my goal. And we also have over 1,000 audiobooks available right now. You can download the full-length audiobooks as basically open-source MP3 files. There's no digital rights protection bullcrap on them. You just download the MP3s. You can either download one zip file that has each of the chapters as an individual MP3, or you can download one giant MP3 that's the entire book as one large file. I think we have both options for you there. So all of that's coming. Well, I'm sorry, all that's in place now. But what's coming next is the ability to listen to the audiobooks online. And that is about to be launched at play.brightlearn.ai. You can go there now and you can look at it. It's not 100% done, but it works. We've got some fine tuning to do. We're going to do some cool stuff, actually. So that's play.brightlearn.ai, and you can just listen to books completely free. There's no advertising, nothing. Just listen to the books. There's no interruptions. Completely free service, but we are going to add the ability to log in so you can build your own library. You can have like a custom library of books that you want. You can keep them in your library there. You know, you can access them at any time. You can download them, all kinds of things. So it's a very cool system that we're building. And again, that is at play.brightlearn.ai. So check it out. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. We got a lot more coming for you. Working for humanity, you know? Hey, what a thought. Instead of launching an overpriced IPO to get rich quick and, you know, steal billions of dollars from retirees, instead, we're just building tools for humanity and giving them away for free and earning no profit at all. And it's a better model. It's actually, this works better for the world. Isn't that cool? All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief. And don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor. But when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country's like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com.
Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.